The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
As always, on Tuesday, we spend some time with Congressman William Timmons for our Tuesday with Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Joey, good morning. Welcome back. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing wonderful, and thank you. I missed our Tuesday with Timmons, but hey, I was on a beach in Hawaii. Somebody has to do it, I guess, and you know, just took a little time off. So I had a great time, but I missed talking with you.
You deserved it. You deserve some time off. Everybody does. But we missed you. Welcome back. Glad you enjoyed your trip.
Thank you, sir. And wow, a lot has been happening. Let's start with Biden's transferring of wealth. So many are using the White House's terminology that they're canceling student loans. But this is not a mere cancellation. I mean, someone has to pay this, and that someone is the hardworking people of America. How do you justify transferring wealth or transferring the wealth, to transferring this debt to people, in many cases, hardworking blue-collar workers who never had the opportunity to go to college themselves, but yet now they find themselves paying for someone else's kids to have attended college?
Well, I imagine he justifies it by looking around at the country he's run into the ditch and said, I got to win an election. I got to stem the bleeding. And what can I do? And I just want to think about this. This man that is our president thinks that he has the ability, the legal authority, to sign his name and delete $250 billion in debt. I mean, it's just beyond my comprehension that he thinks he can just sign an executive order. The Speaker of the House said he didn't have the authority to do it. He said he didn't have the authority to do it, and he just did it. He's going to get sued. He's going to lose. So I'd be telling anybody that's happy this happened, don't go spending your money yet, because it's not going to work.
Well, and that was a question that I wanted to ask you this morning, Congressman. The legality, a lot of people have questioned that. So at what point and who will be responsible for suing him for challenging this in the court, and how long will that take?
It'll take years, and at the end of the day, he's relying on a statute that was designed for Afghanistan war veterans and the national emergency that was COVID. So this doesn't apply to either one. It just doesn't. And Congress has to write checks. That's what we do. We write way too big checks way too often, but any spending has to start in the House of Representatives. That's just how it works.
Well,
not
it's
at the tip of this president's pen.
It's interesting to me that, he's doing this under the HEROES Act, but how do you justify rescinding Title 42 under the premise that the pandemic emergency has passed, yet you cite the pandemic as an emergency to take this type of action?
There's no logical or legal consistency with this administration. They care not about the law. They just care about politics, and they're going to be held accountable. And this election is going to be proof that the American people see straight through it.
Yep. All right, so let me ask you this. This obviously will take some time to implement. Assuming that things go well, as we expect in November, and assuming that we regain control of the House and the Senate, can you guys take legislative action to reverse this executive order?
We can try, but what we can do is we can shut the government down. And that's not popular. Generally, it's a bad idea. But if it's going to take us putting the country in a little bit of pain to make sure this president doesn't give away $250 billion, $250 billion, that's just one estimate. There are other estimates that is way more. And, you know, Joey, I'm not completely ignoring the student debt issue. Like, there's a lot of things that we could do that would actually have an impact on us. We could reduce interest rates. We could have no interest.
Yeah.
But you got to pay back loans, money that you borrow. That's just life. You just have to.
Yeah.
That's just how it works. If we want to make it easier to borrow money, that's fine. But, I mean, you just got to remember, Obama did this in 2010. Prior to 2010, student loans were privatized.
Yeah.
So here we are. The federal government takes it over. And now we're dropping them. It's just so much money. It is so much money. These people are literally spending trillions and trillions of dollars to try to buy elections and to reshape our society in some utopia. It just doesn't work. And they're destroying the economy. That's why we have inflation. And their values, just the cost of their values, the American people cannot bear.
So would it be fair to, and you mentioned Obama and when the federal government took over the student loan programs, would it be fair to say, okay, the federal government, our tax dollars, pretty much purchased these loans back then, and now we're canceling them now, so it's almost like we purchased them twice. We paid for them twice.
One could definitely argue that.
Yes.
And again, if you want to go get a gender studies degree and pay $250,000 for it and make $30,000 a year after, that is something good for you. That's a terrible idea, but that's what you want to do. You're entitled to do that. But don't come to the hardworking Americans that have common sense and know that they don't want to go get a degree that's going to pay nothing to get a job that's going to pay nothing. And, you know, they're going to actually work and make something or produce. I mean, it's just wrong that we're asking people that were responsible with their finances to bail out people that were irresponsible with their finances. And by the way, we're ignoring the true problem. The true problem is that when every single American is entitled by right to borrow as much money as they want to go to whatever school they want to that they can get into, the universities, the schools are going to, okay, we'll charge more. We'll charge more. We'll hire more people. That's great. I saw a stat, the diversity inclusion, the diversity inclusion staffers alone at every school is, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. So save some money there. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yep. And they're going to just continue to spend and build buildings and put people's names on them. I mean, they're sitting on you know, billions and billions of dollars of endowment. So, I mean, that whole problem, there's a lot more to it. And we've got to dig a little deeper. Shifting gears here a bit. So, federal agents, of course, raided Mar-a-Lago. It looks like a federal judge may agree with President Trump and appoint a third party to review the documents seized during this raid. How does this process work if, in fact, this federal judge appoints a third party to review these documents?
Joey, we live in a banana republic. I want to go back to when the FBI got a FISA warrant based on the Fusion GPS dossier. That was a political opposition research piece that had no factual analysis. They knew that they had no factual basis to make it. They lied. They got in trouble for it, but not before they got the warrant, and then not before they were able to get all of this information that was then resulted in them putting a half dozen people in jail that had nothing to do with anything that they were originally looking for. My biggest concern is that this is all just the beginning of a witch hunt to seek out people in Trump's orbit to use stuff that has nothing to do with anything that they're talking about, to sit them down and to ask them questions and to squeeze them. And this is months before the midterm elections and 6 months before former President Trump is candidate for President Trump. And this is all just completely unacceptable.
Well, it's just amazing what our top law enforcement agencies have turned into. I mean, the FBI goes in, guns a-blazing, into the home of a former president. Then you have Mark Zuckerberg confirming that his social media company was warned not to trust emails and other information being released by the New York Post about Hunter Biden's laptop. And then yesterday we learned that one of the guys, he's an MSNBC analyst, Jeremy Bash, who was one of the Central Intelligence Agency's chief of staff, who led the effort to discount the idea that that the information on this laptop was Russian misinformation. Now he's being appointed as one of the president's intelligence advisory board members. So, I mean, I guess that's kind of how it works.
You want to talk about election tampering? You want to talk about lying to the American people? The Hunter Biden laptop fiasco is probably the number one. It is just so outrageous that the FBI is going to cover for this president because they don't like Trump. And it's just wrong. And we're going to hold him accountable in November. And I can tell you there's the page will turn and we will get our country back.
Well, look, Congressman, once we have a new majority in both houses of the Congress, I hope that we just take the FBI, we take it down to the studs and totally rebuild it, because it's certainly broken.
There's a lot of good people there. We just got to make sure, we got to hold everybody accountable and make sure that they're making decisions for the right reasons.
Exactly.
So we will get to the bottom of it.
Exactly. Congressman William Timmons, always a pleasure. We'll do it again next Tuesday. Have a great week.
Be well. Same to you. Thanks. Bye.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.